Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the book of Yehoshua. We are learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we are in the middle of Perek Yud, chapter 10. Yehoshua and the Jews are fighting a war in defense of Givon. Remember, Givon made a peace treaty with the Jews. The Canaanim are not happy about it, and they attack Givon. Givon asks the Jews for help, and the Jews come to the rescue. Hashem is helping the Jews. Hashem tells them he's going to help, and specifically we saw that Hashem sends stones hailing down from the heavens. And then we're up to Pasuk Yud Beis, sentence 12, one of the most popular highlights of the book of Yehoshua. Az yedaber Yehoshua l'Hashem. Then, chapter 10, sentence 12, Yehoshua spoke to God. Don't worry about yedaber sounding like future tense. The commentators understand it means Yehoshua spoke at this time. Then Yehoshua spoke to God. B'yom teis Hashem es ha'emori lifnei b'nei Yisrael, on the day that God gave the Jews the Emori. Emori being a term that we often use for various Canaanite tribes, because we saw there are five different tribes who are involved here. But on that day when Hashem gave the Jews the Emori into their hands, v'yomer le'enei Yisrael, and Yehoshua said before the eyes of all Israel, Shemesh b'Givon dom, v'yareach be'emek ayalon. Sun in Givon, be silent, halt, and the moon in the valley of Ayalon. Vayidom Hashemesh v'yareach amad, and the sun was silent, it stood still, and the moon stood, ad yikom goy oyavav, until the nation was able to punish its enemies. Halo hiksuva al sefer hayashar, this is recorded in the Book of the Righteous. Vayamod Hashemesh pachatzi hashamayim v'lo otz lavo ki yom tamim, and the sun stood in the middle of the heavens, and it did not rush to set for a full day or like a full day. So boy, do we have a lot to talk about here. We're not going to finish this all today, but we're going to get started. So the first major question we have to ask is, what in the world is Yehoshua doing? Why is Yehoshua asking for this? They're already routing the enemy. What is this about? So Abarbanel takes the simple, straightforward, practical approach, which is that this is now midway through the day. Yehoshua sees they need more time to pursue the enemy. And so he says, hey, Hashem, it would be really good if we could have some more daylight. And Hashem says, no problem. We're giving you daylight savings time, or saving time, I think is the official way to say it. And you'll have the time that you need. That's one way to take it. Radak says that something else is going on based on a medrash. And the medrash that he quotes says that the war is taking place on Friday. And Yehoshua is worried that the Jews are going to violate Shabbos. Remember, this is not a war of self-defense for us. Therefore, Yehoshua feels funny doing this, as opposed to what they did when they fought in Yericho on Shabbos, where Hashem had actually told them to. But Yehoshua does not want to do that here. And so he says, I'd like the sun to stop on Friday for the length of a Shabbos day, and the moon to halt for the length of Friday night, Motzai Shabbos, and it ends up halting, according to Radak, for a period of 36 hours. We're going to talk about that question of just how long it stood for, but that's the way that this Medrash quoted in Radak sees it, is that it's a halting of 36 hours delaying Shabbos. Boy, you know, there are Fridays when I really feel this. Okay, so that's a second approach. A third approach, Malbim suggests, that it's actually to demonstrate Hashem's support for us. Hashem wants a public display of support, which is consistent with the fact that in sentence 12 it said, Vayomer le'enei Yisrael, he said before the eyes of all Israel that the sun should halt and so on. So he's making this declaration before the eyes of all Israel. He wants the miracle to happen before the eyes of all Israel. So three different ways to look at it. Practical, religious in terms of Shabbos, or a demonstration of Hashem's support for us. Why didn't Yehoshua just ask God to defeat their enemies? So Abarbanel says it's to honor us more with this miracle, and also because, as far as Yehoshua is concerned, all miracles are the same for Hashem. Fine. So the sun halts. Yes, we know that that is something that would cause all sorts of other cosmological problems. Clearly, all of this is wrapped up in the miracle that we're describing here, but we're going to come back to this question of did the sun actually stop and see a debate, God willing, between Ralbag and Abarbanel. Those of you who learned with me when we did the splitting of the Jordan, when the water stops flowing in the Yarden, will recall that Ralbag was not happy there, so he's not happy here either. He says, Shemesh begivon dom. The sun in Givon should be silent, right? Dom is often to be silent. So Rashi says it can mean just to wait, but it can mean to be silent because the motion of the spheres is shira, is a song to Hashem, and Yeshua is telling it to stop singing, and he is going to sing instead because really what he does here is a song to Hashem. Okay. Big question here. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, gets very confusing. What was the timing here? I already mentioned to you this idea from Radak that it stood for 36 hours. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings you three different views. The view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the view of Rabbi Elazar, and the view of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. And then it also brings you another version of their views. I don't want to get too confusing, especially because I think most of the people here do not have the Gemara in front of them. But I want to just explain a little bit of the confusion here. There's also another view brought by Malbim. So, you know, there's plenty more that one could say. But we're just gonna get what we can get here. So, the Chachamim in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chaf Hei Amud Aleph pick up on a couple of things. It says, Vayamod Hashemesh Pachatzi Hashamayim, the sun stood midway in the heavens, Velo Atz Lavo Kiyom Tamim, and it did not hasten to set for a full day. So all of the opinions we're going to see believe that the sun actually halts twice. It stood midway through the sky, and it did not hasten to set like a full day. So the first view that we see is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the sun moved for 6 hours to get to the midway point in the sky, Chatzi HaShamayim. Then it paused for 6 hours. Then it moved again for 6 hours. It's just about sunset. And then it stops again for 6 hours. And that way, it was Kiyom Tamim. It was a complete day, 24 hours total, starting from, in other words, the daylight hours of that day actually took 24 hours. That's the first position, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, an equal share of pausings and movings totaling 24 hours. Rabbi Elazar says, no, he says the whole thing is 36 hours. The pausings are themselves 24 hours. Lo atz lavo ki yom tamim. It did not hasten to set for a full day. So the way he reads it is, the sun starts the first 6 hours of the day, gets midway in the sky. Then it pauses for 12 hours. Then it moves 6 hours worth to get to the end of the sky. And again, right before sunset, it pauses again for 12 hours. And that way it stood for a full day. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni says, no, 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 no. It said, Velo atz lavo ki yom tamim. The second pause was a 24-hour pause, was a yom tamim, was a full day. So the way that he reads this is, and now I'm reading it the way the Gemara seems to say it. Abarbanel has another read. But the way the Gemara seems to say it is that he's saying it's 6 hours of motion, again, to reach Chatzi HaShamayim, halfway through the heavens. Then it pauses for 12 hours. Then that's Vayamod Hashemesh Pachatzi HaShamayim. It stands there midway. Then it goes 6 hours to get to just before sunset. And then it pauses Yom Tamim 24 hours. That's the simple way of reading Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni in the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes through a Tosefta version of this, in which what we had as Rabbi Elazar's view was actually Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi's view. What we had as Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni is actually Rabbi Elazar's view. And then it has Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni say something different, that each of the halts was actually 24 hours. So the sun went 6 hours and then stopped for 24, then went 6 hours and stopped for 24. And that's the last view in the Gemara. Malbim presents yet another explanation that there was a halt of Yom Tami. I don't even want to go there. I think I hope that what we just said was clear, and I'd be very very comfortable with that. Last note on this: what's with the moon? Why do you bother mentioning the moon? How does the moon become relevant in this conversation? Stop the sun. What are you mentioning the moon? So I think Abarbanel here, if I take Radak that we saw before, it's about ending Shabbos. The moon coming out, being part of nightfall and ending Shabbos. And what he's saying is, I don't want Shabbos to start with the sun's movement. And I don't want the moon either, which would signal the end of Shabbos, a little bit unclear to me, I have to admit. But Abarbanel gives you two explanations. Abarbanel says that the idea of the moon stopping is the moon was not yet up. So he's saying, wait with the sun so that we will be able to get to Emek Ayalon by the time that the moon rises, right? If you pause the sun, that means pausing everything. And therefore, we will reach Emek Ayalon before the moon rises. It doesn't mean the moon is in Emek Ayalon. That's one approach in Abarbanel. And then he gives you another approach. He says, because the structure of the heavens is such that the moon and the sun operate together, so the moon has to halt as well. In other words, what Abarbanel is saying is Yehoshua is not asking Hashem to totally alter the heavens, give us sunlight, and let the moon keep on going. But rather, what's going on is that the sun and the moon will halt in tandem. Why then doesn't the text say so? In other words, the text only says this description of, and first it says the sun was silent and the moon stood, but then it says, and the sun stood in the middle of the sky and it didn't hasten to set for a full day. It doesn't mention anything about the moon either. So Abarbanel says, because that's not essential. That's why it's not included there. But the fundamental point that Abarbanel is making is, and this is true in both of his explanations, that the moon is really just here as a partner of the sun. I think it's also a little bit of Yehoshua's poetry to put that in. It makes the line a much more poetic line, but that's a separate point. Okay, so tomorrow we will need to discuss more about this and find out where is the Sefer HaYashar in which the story is recorded. Thank you very much.